Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Oscar Wilde. Irishman, dramatist, poet, bon vivant, and hotel snob? In 1882, Wilde undertook a lecture tour of America. The 27-year-old dandy was here to educate the young nation on things often neglected in its race to industrialize: beauty and the arts. March 16th, he gave a talk on the decorative arts at Minneapolis's Academy of Music. A journalist decided to swing round to visit Wilde at his hotel, the Nicollet House, and found the poet lounging on a fur robe, dressed in black velvet, tight pantaloons, and brown stockings, a sight that the man described as quite too utterly utter. Wilde himself was not short on opinions. The champion of arts complained of his lodgings, drab furnishings. He never returned to Minnesota, but maybe that was because he was too busy writing classics, like The Picture of Dorian Gray and The Importance of Being Earnest.
Well, I must say, Algy, I think it is high time Mr. Bunbury made up his mind whether he was going to live or die.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.